whether he is who he says he is and whether he's worth following. Let me guarantee you, I think it's absolutely worth following and it's absolutely worth telling people about. But I hope to share a little bit with you on some of the wonderful things that he's doing as well. So I hope by the end of it you'll understand a little bit more about Crossteach and who Crossteach is, but most of all the joy of what it is to share the Lord's with many children and young people in our town. But I want to ask you a question first of all. Hopefully most if not all of you have heard of the Lord Jesus. But what is, before we get to that point, what is the best news that you have ever heard? So if you think sort of bigger picture, what is the best news that you have ever heard? Maybe share with the person next to you for a minute. Share them sort of the best news and why it's such good news. So spend a minute doing that now. Super. There's so much good news going on. It's wonderful. I'm so sorry to batter. Maybe talk over coffee and tea about that more. But there's so much bad news in our world today, isn't there? I don't know about you, but every time I turn on the news or look in a newspaper, it causes me to despair. I think you can look at the world and go, is there even a God? With all that there's going on in Ukraine and Russia, in Africa, different huge challenges, even in our back door, in our neighbours, in our world, in our lives. That it's thrilling, isn't it, when you hear some wonderful news. Causes me to delight. I will share a little bit about you. When I heard I was going to be an auntie for the first time, my sister-in-law sent me this beautiful ultrasound. I always think they look a little bit like aliens, don't they, babies? But the wonderful joy is that this wonderful news that I was going to be an auntie, that I was expecting a niece, is now a precious life-changing reality. Now Lydia is a bouncy 6 going on 16-year-old, and she's a great joy most of the time. But it's wonderful, isn't it? When we're given the most wonderful news, when we're told about that, when we see that then become reality, it's an absolutely life-changing, precious reality when we hear who the Lord Jesus is and that he is true and is good news. But then when we get that good news, what do we want to do with it? We want to pass it on, don't we? I think that's very hard. I'm not good at keeping secrets. But I want to pass them on. But it's the world's biggest news that the Lord Jesus was born, was promised, was born, lived, but died, and then wonderfully rose again so that we can be forgiven when we turn to trust in him. And I think that's the best news that the world needs to hear. And it's news that young people and children need to hear. But let me read to you from Psalm 78. If you've got it open, do please feel free to follow along. I'm going to read the first few verses. I'm going to have a listen to what God commands of his people. Psalm 78. It's on 590, I think, if you've got the church Bibles, page 590. Psalm 78. It says, my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children so that the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. They would not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirits were not faithful to him. So God's people are commanded, aren't they, to pass on the wonderful news of an eternal God and King who condescends to dwell with his wayward people, his wayward creation. And verse 6 tells us why that is, doesn't it? It says, so that the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. So there's a God that we can know, and there's a God that we can trust, a God who has made himself known. And that is God's mercy, isn't it? That he has not left us alone to languish in our despair, in our world, when we see hopeless situations. And so hopefully for many of us, this wonderful news that there is a God who has sent his son is more than just news. It's a precious reality. And I pray that for all those who are not yet trusting in the Lord Jesus, they might know that. But cast your minds back. Hopefully, again, you've all at least heard of the Lord Jesus, whether or not you're trusting in him. But who first told you about the Lord Jesus? Cast it. Maybe some people, it might be longer than others, but who first told you about Jesus? Would anyone be willing to share? Who told you first about the Lord Jesus? Parents. Wonderful. Is that true for some of you? Parents. Someone at school. Praise. Or Sunday school. Super. Wonderful. Yeah. Church family. Super. Any others? Yes. A school friend. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Super. Any others? Crusaders. Wonderful. Yeah. Beach Mission. Amazing. Praise the Lord. So many people willing to share the good news of the Lord Jesus with us. Isn't that wonderful? Super. Well, you might not, I might be absolutely biased, but it's wonderful, isn't it, when school friends or friends of our peers tell us about Jesus. But I've got a question for you. I wonder whether, does anyone know how many children there are in schools in the UK at the moment? Anyone to hazard a guess? Anyone brave enough? Oh, shall I tell you? It's 9 million children. They're under 18s, I think, in full-time education in school in the UK. This blew my mind when I first found out. I probably should have researched before starting school's work, but you know. And then of that, we might think, well, what percentage are in contact with a local church, like this one, or like the ones that we might be part of? Who said? 1%? 1%? Any advances on 1%? 2%? Any advances on 2%? Yours is wonderful. You might be encouraged to hear that it's 5%. Maybe it's encouraging. I don't know if any of you have heard of Scripture Union. So they have something called the 95 Project. So 95% of our children have no contact with regular teaching of the Lord Jesus through churches, and even fewer with churches that teach the word faithfully, week by week. And so that, I think when I tried to quantify that in my head, my brain overheats, particularly in this weather. I can't compute that. There's a lot of children not being told the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. But now I just wanted to share a little bit with you, because I think it's really encouraging that actually, even though there are so many people, there are things going on. But before we do that, I wanted to show you a video. It's a vox pop, it's sort of a very short video, asking people I think it was probably in London, who is Jesus? And so there were some quite interesting answers. So have a look. Hopefully the sound will be okay. I think it was a bit quiet, so apologies.
Who is Jesus? I have no idea who Jesus is.
I don't know if it exists, but I believe in him.
I think it's a person who lived ages ago.
Who is Jesus? He is the Son of God in the Christian faith.
Jesus for me is also a prophet.
He probably was just some fella who walked around with a beard and pretend to a bottle of wine in his back pocket and switched the water with the wine a couple of times and everyone loved him.
Jesus to me is somebody we got taught about in infants and junior school, really.
There's how many millions of people celebrating his birthday. No one celebrates my birthday like that, so surely he must have existed.
Jesus is my God.
He's someone that, you know, I can relate to, I can pray to, I can talk to.
The Son of God. But apparently, we are all God's children. So then what is so great about Jesus?
I wonder if you were to go out, or we were going to go out in Tunbridge Wells, whether we would see or hear something a little bit like that. Some quite varied ideas about who Jesus is. He carried a bottle of wine in his back pocket to, well, if we're all God's children, who is Jesus? I think that just kind of helps us to see a little bit that even if people have heard of Jesus, their perception of who he is and the joy of who he is not yet a reality for them. But the first time I watched that, it really quite surprised me. I think in such a rich Christian heritage that we might have, it's so telling that so few in our country today know who Jesus is. And I wonder whether, for you, in the back of my head, Romans 10, verse 14 was going around, which says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? So every time I think of the 95% of those children who are not being told the good news of Jesus regularly, some days I just despair. But on other days, most days, I'm happy to say, it drives me to my knees to pray for them and to pray for help and wisdom. However, you may have encountered this. I think since COVID, since lockdown, people are now, I think, desperate for some good news. That they maybe feel more vulnerable, maybe they feel a more kind of a real sense of their mortality. So people are seeking out any sort of good news, which actually drives many people to find the Lord who created them and who loves them and who sent his son to die for them. And so I wanted to share with you just a little bit of cross-stitch and the joy of what God is doing through the organisation. So for those who are not yet familiar with Cross-Teach, it's a schools work trust, and it started actually wonderfully in Tunbridge Wells, and even people from this church started it up, which is so wonderful. About 20 years ago, some Christian teachers were very aware that the teaching that children get in schools is not always the most wonderful, the most faithful about Christianity particularly, but in RE and religion sort of in general. So they started up Cross-Teach in order to teach the next generation, to teach young people and to help them engage with the Bible and who God is and what he has done. And in God's great kindness, it's not just here in Tunbridge Wells anymore. It is actually spread to 4 different areas. So we've got here in Kent, responsible for sort of Tunbridge Wells, and then it's Tunbridge and Sevenoaks. And then there's also teams in London, in Islington and Camden and in Tower Hamlets, up in Warwickshire and in Nottingham as well. It's wonderful. So 4 kind of areas that Cross-Teach operate in. And day to day, our job is to go into various schools around. I go into about 5 or 6 schools during the week to share the good news of Jesus through RE lessons, through assemblies, lunch clubs or after school clubs. And then we do a Christmas and Easter experience, which is an hour for year sixes, discovering a little bit more about what the Bible says about Christmas and Easter, who the Lord Jesus is. And they kind of engage in that in a murder mystery for Easter, which is wonderful. And then in a, who is this baby, at Christmas? It's such a joy to be able to go into many schools regularly. But on the screen, you might recognise some of them. So regularly, we have the joy of going into Bennett and into St Gregory's, to St Mark's and St Peter's, and to Twiggs. And it's wonderful, actually, since I'm now running Cross-Teach Tunbridge Wells solo. But we used to have a club at Skinner's, and wonderfully a local church youth worker is willing to run that at the moment. So I praise God so much for people who are willing to draw alongside. But if you're praying, folks, please do pray. We are currently trying to look for another person to join the team. So I'd really value your prayer ongoing for that, if you'd be willing. But there are some wonderful joys and amongst the challenges. And what I thought I wanted to do, I just wanted to give you guys a chance to kind of hear about some of them. But instead of me droning on at you, talking about them all the time, I've given you an envelope on your tables with 4, what I think are good news stories. So feel free to read or read to one another, to enjoy what's going on. Feel free to put your hands up if you want to know, any more about them, or afterwards. I'll draw us back together in a sort of 3-4 minutes time, and then you can ask me any questions that you want about any of these folk, or indeed any more. So I hope that will be kind of helpful to see some of what God is doing in the work today. So do take a few minutes to do that together now. Super. Hopefully that's given you a few moments to read some of the wonderful things that God is doing in schools. Does anyone have any sort of questions about anything that you read or anything that maybe I've not shared that would be helpful to understand a bit more of? Feel free to either grab me now or grab me over to your coffee. I'm very willing to share a bit more with you. I've put sort of all the names in quotation marks just for anonymity, but these are all real people that I think God is doing an amazing work in, which is wonderful. So there's so much to thank God for going on. Does anyone have any questions? Otherwise, I shall. Oh, yes. Hi. That's a wonderful question. Yeah, so we did, when I joined Crossteach seven years ago, we were a team of three. So many of you might know Carissa. She's part of this church family, now a mother of wonderful, three wonderful bouncing boys. So yeah, sadly, she, wonderfully is a mother, so is not able to work full-time with Crossteach anymore. And then Laurent was another chap also who left after a couple of years. And then we went down to two, and then we went back to three again, and now we're down to one. That's a good question. I think in the days that I struggle, I kind of think, oh, you know, is it worth it? How can I carry on all of this? You know, all of these schools, we're not in half of these schools regularly. But by God's amazing grace, he is doing wonderful things, so to you before, without me, which is wonderful. I feel like sort of, I don't know, on good days, it's wonderful. But it's also easy to get proud. I think when things happen, so the story about James and Tanya and Laura, so I see them every week and it's such a joy. And I think that's, in a good day, that's the thing that kind of keeps me going, that Tanya needs to hear about Jesus. But then on those days I kind of go, well, maybe I need to do something else. But actually then that's the thing that keeps me going rather than trusting in the Lord. So I think please do be praying that I would have a heart that seeks the Lord first. But also because of that, the good news, that these young people need to hear. But also, yeah, do pray. I think there is always more work that could be done. And I think, as I said, weekly, I think I'm in sort of four or five different schools, which is wonderful, but we could double that, even triple that potentially. But we have a God, don't we, who is able to deal with his stubborn, rebellious people who, like us, who, have ignored him and turned away from him. And yet he is able to bring people back. And a wonderful story that I didn't actually share with you. At one local school, there's a group of sixth form children, or I say children, they're young people, who one day were gathering to pray on the field. And I don't know if you know, but when children kind of circle round, it's often because there's a fight going on. So if there's sort of two people fighting and then there's this massive circle that gathers, it's normally sort of people will swamp to that circle to see what's going on. But these people were praying. It's amazing. So many people came over and said, well, what are you doing? And so that gave them an opportunity to say, well, actually, we're praying. Well, who are you praying to? And then they were able to share the good news of Jesus with peers who probably would mock them. There's another school who young people stood up for their faith, and they were absolutely annihilated by their peers, but not only their peers, by their teachers too, when they said, actually, I believe that Jesus is true and the gospel is good news and needs to be heard and shared. And they were just kind of destroyed by their peers and their teachers. So I'm really encouraged that I think even if Crossteach didn't exist, I'm sure, because God is good, isn't he? And so the good news would still go on. So I think the great joy for me is that God is pleased to use weak people like me, even to the by myself, but also with other people. So I think there's that sort of the balance, isn't it? And it would be wonderful to have more people that we could do more things. Yes. Yes. So there's an advert went out a couple of months ago. We're in three areas, we're looking for more team members. So wonderfully, people are giving to the work. So we have the money to be able to appoint people, which is, that's a huge point for prayer and praise. But so we're appointing here in Tunbridge Wells, and then also in London, one of the team members is getting married wonderfully, but she's moving away, so they're able to appoint someone else there. And in Warwickshire, there's just a part-time worker in Warwickshire at the moment, so we're hoping that there will be at least one and a bit people in Warwickshire. So there's quite a big need for people. As many of you might know, it's a lot of people sort of advertising for children's youth work jobs in schools and in churches. There's a dearth of people applying for those at the moment. It's quite hard to find people willing. So yeah, again, do please be praying that we might be able to find someone here. But most of all, that God in his kindness would be opening eyes and minds to him with or without us. Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 It's a challenging place to find, to live. There are possible options, I think. So, yeah, if you know of any folk, I'm sure we can always work with it. But yeah. Thank you. That's a wonderful question. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Wonderfully. So, in many ways, so as we join Cross Teach, we're encouraged to have a mentor. So there's someone that I pray with regularly, who's not part of Cross Teach and not part of the church that I go to. So sort of an extra, which is wonderful. But then also we have a local support team. So we have Jono from here and then two other folk from different churches who we get together regularly to pray and to share. And that's probably one of the great sources of joy and encouragement. So we have that. And then we have folk like you, church families, which you really keep us going. So I think it's sort of the greatest joy is when you have an email from someone saying, I don't know, prayed for you this morning, or, you know, if you're going to school, let me pray for you. So it's just, I think it's sort of little nuggets of encouragement as well as the wonderful big things. But it's, I think it's, going with Jesus is hard anyway, isn't it? Sort of in our friends, family. And it's, I think it's a real encouragement and to know that there are people walking with you in prayer as you do that. So thank you all so much for those who know lots about Cross Teach and who pray, and just by inviting me this morning. It's just been wonderful. So yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's a great question. Yes. Yeah, so there is. I don't know how many of you are techie. There's something called PrayerMate, which I think is for smartphones. But I might, on that, obviously we have our sort of our termly newsletter that goes out with a few points for prayer, but even that probably is fairly generic in some ways. That is a good question. I might see if we can put something on the Cross Teach website. I think the tricky thing is the more specific we go, when you sort of publicise it widely, it gets tricky. So I don't know. If any of you do have smartphones, feel free to look up PrayerMate, and you can kind of sign up for Cross Teach. And I do an update every 2 days, so sort of will be what we're doing. I shall investigate what we can do more sort of widely. Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I think in the 7 years that I've done it, there's been quite sort of ebbs and flows of schools. Some have sort of blown hot and cold quite regularly. Others that just have a blanket. Either they just, when we email them or we ask them or we call them, there's just an absolute no. Or they don't even just say no, they just ignore kind of what the work's going on. But I think there's even places like Weald in Tunbridge, it's been quite an interesting situation, I think. So we were in kind of regularly doing lessons, and then they had quite a tough time during Ofsted a few a year or two ago, so I don't know if some of you are aware. But at one point, the head at that point shut down any sort of club, particularly sort of religious input. And so we were asked to stop at that point. But then in various ways, they had a tricky time with Ofsted and then went from excellent to requires improvements. There's been quite a big overhaul there. So I think that's in God's wonderful mercy. There are now doors opening again. But I think it's going to be a normal thing almost to be welcome in some. And we are wonderfully welcome in many of these, for which I give thanks. And often sort of even sort of where the heads are not Christian, actually they probably invite us on in with wider arms than a Christian might do, which is interesting. And I think that's God's grace really displayed as well. So particularly one of the priests at St. Mark's Primary has just sort of such a wonderful relationship with the head there. And he's very, open and encouraging. So that's wonderful to be able to share with them regularly. We do a club and an assembly there, which is really good. So I think that's a kind of there's always sort of changes in terms of leadership or the sort of teachers that we're in contact with that have been easier and harder. So it's one of the things just kind of have to navigate and entrust into God's hands. But yeah, thank you. Yeah, brilliant. Super.
Are they not Christian teachers?
Yes. Yes, and praise the Lord for those. It's wonderful, and you're right, absolutely. There are in many schools there are Christian staff who are willing. So at Skinner's, just along the road, there are two. I don't know if they're maths or geography teachers, but willing to be kind of at club regularly. But I think their workload means that they are unable to sort of lead it every week. But they're certainly there willing to be Christian teachers amongst their young people and to share their faith, which is such a joy. It's absolutely wonderful. One or two schools I go into, some of the teachers are scared to be known as Christian, for fear of, I don't know, losing their job or being targeted in some way. So I think there are many. I think we pray for courage for them. Because one is known to me, but he doesn't want to be known to the young people, which is a challenge. But I can understand in some senses why he wants to do that. So there are, yes, you're right. There are wonderfully many schools who have kind of bold Christian teachers, which is a great joy. But it's also it's a tricky place to be a Christian in school, I think, at the moment. Even more in a Christian setting. I don't know if some of you might know sort of teachers at Bennett, places like that, St. Greg. But sometimes even there, it's harder to be a Christian than in, say, a non-Christian school. So it's quite do pray for Christian teachers that you know, to be bold, but also courageous. Yeah. Super. Thank you so much for having me. I'll stick around if anyone's got any more questions. But I'll hand back over to Rui. Thank you. Can I pray quickly? Is that okay? Lovely. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, thank you that you are a God who has made yourself known. Thank you for your words, the Bible. Thank you that it is so clear about who you are. Thank you that you have sent your son, your precious only son, to be that wonderful news, the God incarnate, who is God made flesh, so that many saw and behold and heard and delighted in who he is. And thank you that even we today, thousands of years later, have heard the good news of the Lord Jesus. Please help us in our situations to be bold and courageous. So do pray for teachers, particularly, and young people in schools around this town and around the area. Help us to be praying for them. Help them to trust you and to be wise and courageous with their words and with their actions. And Lord, we do thank you for Roz and for many others who were part of the setting up of Crossteach. Thank you that in your great kindness there's been 20 years or more of the Lord Jesus being shared in different ways in this town. I pray that in your mercy you would keep that going, strengthen me, please. And please would you provide those people to join the team so that we might be able to go into even more places and proclaim your great goodness. Thank you for this time together. Give us great joy in who you are and to keep getting to know and trusting you. Amen.